Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm joined by my fellow sex educator, Elle Chase, and my team because it's Sex Toy Review Day. So gear up, take notes. You may be adding a few things to your wish list this year, so just get prepared because we're getting into it. So some of the topics we're going to cover, all the toys, lubes, and products that have been rocking our bedrooms lately. Using toys with a partner and alone, and some ideas you can definitely take with you to bed. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com, our website, with all the great information on there to help you have better sex and relationships. You can also find us wherever you're listening to podcasts and on all social media. It's at Sex with Emily. So before I get to my guests here, you guys, I'm really excited because next week I have a radio show starting on Sirius XM Radio Stars Channel 109. I'm going to be there Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 8 to 10 Eastern, 5 days a week, you guys. This is a dream. So now you can listen to me on the radio every night. You can call in. We can chat just like our call shows here, but you could do it every day. So I'm really excited, and I'm just excited to be reaching more of you and talking about sex and relationships, and the podcast will still be here for all of you. So, okay, on to my amazing team and guest here. Elle Chase, no stranger to the show.
Hello.
Hi, she's a sex educator and a dear friend.
Yes, a dear friend.
And her dog is my god dog, Halloran, right. If you've seen it on social.
Yeah.
So Elle's done many a thing. Elle, would you like to give a brief rundown so we get your perspective, where you're coming from?
Let's see. I am the author of Curvy Girl Sex, which is not just a sex book for positions for people of size, but it's actually a great position book of any size, anyone, especially people with mobility issues. It's a really good book for that. I also have two coloring books that are not safe for work, called Not Safe for Work.
Perfect.
Coloring book.
No confusion.
And that's it.
Good. And Elle, she's super, super talented, a very good friend of mine. And we talk about her book. We've recently used it. Mm-hmm. We use it as a source. We use Curvy Girl Sex as a source all the time. So thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me.
She's got a wealth of sex toy knowledge as well.
I do.
And you've got Jamie, producer Jamie.
Hello, everyone.
And Sarah.
Hi.
Hi, assistant producer Sarah. Is that what we're calling you?
Yes.
So. Cool. Okay. So we are here today because we did a survey and we heard from a lot of you, which was amazing. So we're going to be releasing the results. But a lot of you said you love the Sex Toy Review Show. And we thought we love the Sex Toy Review Shows too.
We do.
And we haven't done it in a while, I'd say. So it's time.
It's time.
Because we've had so many sex toys come through our office. It's just insane. And we need to share with you all the wisdom. What you should buy, what you shouldn't buy, what you should save up for, all that stuff. So we could start.
Let's get into it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get into the Hot Octopus Pulse 3, the solo or the duo. So it's essentially a masturbation sleeve or a vibrator, but it doesn't really vibrate. It actually oscillates on the frenulum, which is that your favorite spot on the penis. It's the underside of the penis. It's that little spot between the shaft and the head that feels so good for so many men. So how you use it, you wrap it around from underneath, you use it with lube to stroke it, or you can use it hands-free. And so you guys, it's just cool. Think about it. It's like it's a sleeve that guys can use by themselves or with a partner. And it's just, I don't know, all the penises have let us know that they very much have enjoyed it. I know the founder and creator, Adam, and I met him a few years ago and he was like, oh, I have this really cool company I'm starting. And I was like, oh God, that sounds amazing. And then I started seeing the prototypes and now it's been out for a few years and it's, people are loving all their products. And so I gave it to Ben and he loved it. But then I just texted him. I'm like, hey, we're talking about it. Any new updates? Are you still like getting on with the Hot Octopus? And he just texted me this. How fortuitous. Because he used it last night, actually, had to try with VR porn, of course. It was pretty unreal. Wore the full, I want to like imitate him, wore the full VR helmet. Threw myself into a hot four-way with the pulse on my peen, probably the closest I've ever come to simulated sex. It was hot. Well, and then I said, oh, I got kind of, I'm like, oh, a foursome. Oh, no, that. I said, I love foursomes. Foursomes, the new threesomes. He said, well, not with three chicks and a dude. That's still Fantasy Island stuff, which he's wrong. Anyway, he says, and VR porn, I kind of figured out a big stumbling, whatever. So he loves it with VR porn, and it's taking him a lot of more setup to use VR porn, but I think that sounds amazing. The hot octopus, and he says it's like nothing he's ever felt. Yeah, I think it's just, I'm starting with this because we do talk about a lot of toys for women and for couples, but we don't often say, like, here's what guys can use to kind of mix up your routine, mm-hmm. learn your body more. It was actually initially created for medical purposes. What's their thing? For medical purposes, to make a person ejaculate involuntary. So it's good for some ED problems. And also if you're paralyzed, if limited mobility, hot octopus
yeah.
is your friend.
I think so.
What do you guys feel?
I remember when we got them in. And so I texted the guy I'm seeing and I'm like, I have something for you. And he's like, wait, what do you mean? I was like, it's specifically for you, like for your dick. And he's like, really? He was very excited about it. And it was kind of cool to, like, you know how when you use toys during sex, it's usually like a toy on, like if you're like a woman with a man, it's usually a toy being used on you. But it was kind of cool, like using a toy on him. Mm-hmm. To see the difference there. And I was like, oh, so this is what you usually feel like. And it's hot.
How did it feel?
I mean, he liked it. And it was like, I like held it for him in a sense, used lube, obviously, so I could do some motion instead of just like having my hand holding his dick, like staring at it, you know? But it was really cool. He enjoyed it. And I like felt good that I was like giving him like something that he could use to enhance his pleasure.
Right. So you were turned on.
I was. No, it was good. It was a good experience for both of us.
Good. I like that.
I have used it. I have.
I did not know that.
I have used this in the past. I haven't tried like the new fancy one, which I have to get my hands on. But I have used it in the past. And what I like about it is that it doesn't completely cover the whole shaft. So if you want to, you can get your tongue in between those two little areas that almost come together. Oh. So he can get the actual sensation of the oscillation while you're licking or sucking or doing whatever, depending on your
mouth
guys.
Agape here.
Yeah, hey.
I did not know.
Yeah, I mean, if there's skin showing, I'm licking it. Let me tell you.
So, why not, right? No, that's a good point, because a lot of sleeves go all the way around. This yeah. one you could hold or cradle, or you could still lick it, so we're still participating and
yeah.
involved.
Yeah.
Or if you want to watch TV, you could just have one hand holding it. Right. The other hand, you could be like texting with the other hand. You know, it depends how, exactly. It depends how involved you want to get. Elle's right. going all in. Jamie went in, you know. So I love that. Okay.
I know. Good blowjob tip.
Good. Yeah. Sarah?
I haven't used it yet. I haven't grabbed one yet because I was afraid of your story. You're saying you haven't seen Ben in a while. I was like, oh, I don't know.
Oh, but he's the only one left?
Yeah.
Oh.
No. Well, no. Oh. Just like I could grab one, but I just haven't yet.
Oh, okay.
His birthday's coming up, so I'm thinking about it. And Elle inspired me totally with her story.
Right?
I'm like, that's a cool sex hack.
Exactly. Yeah. That cool is. We're all hack. About sex hacks. Sex tips here. What I like, it is a good couple's toy because, like we said, mm-hmm. it's just to share in all of it, share in the play, share in the fun. The oscillation just feels really cool. The frenulum, so many nerve endings. And so I think a lot of guys think, oh, yeah, that's what it's called. That's what I do. Yeah. You might like the oscillation. There's different levels, different speeds. It's waterproof.
Yeah. And then when my guy used it alone, he said he actually turned it around so that the oscillation was on the head of the penis more than the frenulum. And he actually like really enjoyed it that way. So that's I think that's kind of interesting because I never even thought, I'm like, oh, you could just turn it around.
Yeah, exactly. Just those little things. So you guys, everything we're talking about today, you can find at sexwithemily.com/toys, which is easy. All right, shall we move on?
Yes.
Oh, we are going to talk about the Womanizer Premium. Oh, we are all Womanizer fans. Wait, Sarah, I've never asked you.
I do like Womanizer a lot.
Okay, you're not. You don't sleep with it under your pillow like Jamie, but you.
It's right next to me, next to my drawer. So
okay,
and it's like in grabbing distance.
Okay, cool. So this is their. Okay, good, perfect. So this is their premium. I mean, we've been talking about Womanizer for maybe 4 years now, and they've had a lot of different really cool models, but it all uses the same technology. Anyone want to explain? explain the technology? Talk about it? Or
I believe, I'm going to layman's term it. I think it's called their air pulse technology.
Pleasure air technology.
Pleasure air technology. It gives you little pulses of air. Maybe that's where I was getting the pulse. But it's this little silicone sort of head that has a hole in it. And attached to the silicone head is the actual quote unquote toy. And it blows little puffs of air at your clit, which you put in the hole on the suction cup.
Yeah.
And yes. You don't, I mean, for me, I don't personally feel like the air pulsing on it. I don't know what it is. It's like magic. It's like sorcery of some sort. And it just feels really good. For people who like clit stimulation, I think this is sort of the nirvana of sex toys, because it is a feeling like no other. And I really think that for me personally, it feels the most like cunnilingus than any other toy, even though there's no tongue involved or, you know, swishing about and all of that. I also found that moving that nozzle from your clit, maybe after you've orgasmed, down if you have a very sensitive pussy opening, vaginal labia. Opening, labia and stuff like that, it's really, really great on that as well. It's really my favorite toy. I have like three toys in my nightstand, and that's one of them, and that's my go-to. The premium model.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the premium model. Yeah.
It's a special one.
It really is.
I have
is.
To say, you think, how could they top it? But they are all very, they're very different. Mm-hmm. And so, but this, I mean, they're all the same reason. Like, your clitoris is going to have the, you know, have a party. Mm-hmm. Using all of them, but this one, it uses the smart silent technology mm-hmm. that actually is, that's like the big thing with this one. And the really, it's the silicone, it's a different shape, it's beautiful, but it also, the smart silent technology is cool because it only turns on when it's in contact with your skin. Mm-hmm. And so you, and then it's, so it's actually silent.
Hence the wizardry.
It is like, it keeps getting more magical. I'm like, how do you do this? And then when it's on you, you can hear it and you take it off. So if someone walks into the room, you throw it off the bed, you know, you're just like, it gives you more privacy.
Yeah, because toys are going to, people are going to hear it depending on where, like if they're past, if depending on how thin your walls are maybe, or if someone does just come into the room unannounced, because apparently knocking is not a thing in every household, which I grew up thinking it was, but I've been to other people's houses where it's like not, there is no knocking. So it literally, you could just be like under the blanket, you could just take it off and no one would be the wiser. It just shuts off.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about shutting off. Like I used to use a bullet with sex. Then you have to worry about like shutting off the bullet or else it sort of moves throughout the bed time.
Right.
And you can hear it like zzz. And this you just take off and you forget about it. Right. So it's fantastic.
And I agree with the labia part because I've been studying for this show now for weeks. I crashed. I was like, oh, I want to use these toys again that I haven't used and the new ones. No, but I was thinking about it, you know, when I'm masturbate, even though I'm very mindful in the moment, I'm also thinking, how would I explain what I'm enjoying right now? And I was thinking the same thing, that it's so interesting because I call it the clit whisperer, and it can go over your clitoris, but that feeling feels good everywhere. So dragging around the labia, the inner, outer, playing just on your nipples.
Yeah, I was thinking
really
about that.
Cool sensation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how I had, when I was using the to-go though, that's how I had my first nipple orgasm, was just using it on there.
With what? Lube.
With you lube, do. Yeah.
Yeah.
You
wow.
have, yeah, with
I
lube.
I could feel that.
No, like,
you did.
Yeah. I channeled you. Like, afterwards, it was like, I sat up in my bed and I was like, telepathically, like, Emily, it was amazing.
My friends often say, I was thinking about you during sex because I did, you know, I asked my husband to whatever, people, friends of mine. Mm-hmm. Like, so I was thinking about you the other night during sex. Anyway, thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, I'm there with you. So yeah, I like it. I've used it with a partner. I use it with Ben. I like using it with him, but it's kind of my own jam because I feel like I really get into it. So I like using it with myself.
Same.
More so.
I feel like it's a really cool tool to explore your area too, because that nozzle can be so super fine depending on which one you use. And you get to just feel the different sensations of your vulva area and the clitoral lakes, like Elle was saying, with like the opening.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and that was, it's great for arousal, too. So say you don't want to actually come with it. It is really a valid toy to use just for arousal purposes. Mm-hmm. And if you say you don't want to use a toy during sex, you can just use it beforehand to arouse yourself. Maybe people who have who are having trouble getting aroused in the moment or whatever. You can do this before, put on your labia, put it on your nipple.
You're right.
It's just...
it is great foreplay for yourself or with a partner. You're right. That is true because it does work. It's like the 60-second orgasm. I mean, for many women, it's just like, it's a sure thing, and that's a good point for arousal.
Some people I've found, like when I tried the first version of the Womanizer, I found that there was a little bit of a learning curve sometimes. So if you're not getting it right or you feel like you're not getting it right in the very first try, give it some time. You'll find the sweet spot, the right area, and then soon you'll be a pro like everyone here.
Exactly. Don't give up on it. Right. Yeah. I agree. You just got to play with it for a second, but you're right. And they've definitely improved on that. What I like about this one too is that it tells you the battery life. It has the 4 bars, the 3 bars. Like, let me know if it's going to die so I can prepare. Yeah. Like, I'll bring the charger.
So, yeah, there's like, it's funny because with the other version, that's what I do like about the premium, that you can see that. Because with the other version, it's like, there's a red light on it, right? And when it starts to die, it'll start blinking. So I have to like, but it's on the bottom of it. So I have to like look at my finger every once in a while and I'm like, okay, it's not blinking. Because you could see the light on your finger. I'm like, I'm good. I still have enough time to like get through this session because it's died on me before in the middle. And then I'm like, oh my God, I need to go find another one, like stat.
I know. I actually, we can get to this later, but Elle, I know you organize all your sex toys in a very innovative way, but I've been thinking about that, like how to keep my, because I'm redoing my whole room, how I'm organized. I have a whole sex toy wall.
Oh, that's awesome.
But keeping the charger there so they're all ready. That's in a world, in a dream. My dream is to have every toy always charged. In a world where all my sex toys are organized with labeled chargers.
Oh, labeled.
Okay, so that is the Womanizer. We talk about it a lot, but I wanted to break down the newest one for you, the premium. Any other thoughts, excitements?
I do like that it's like the whole toy is made out of like new materials. Mm-hmm. It's not, because like before it was just like the tip was made out of the silicone, but now it's like the entire toy is. So it kind of gives it like a more elegant look, I think.
It is elegant, you're right.
And like also I just feel better about, like I just like silicone toys, so I just feel better about it and it's easier to clean and...
Feels more luxurious.
Yeah.
It's more luxurious. And it comes in black and white. You guys got the white, right?
And pink
and
purple. Reddish.
And pink and purple. I just got the black.
I think I have the purple. I don't know. It's all a blur to me. I'm not looking at it that much.
You know. Exactly. Okay. Should we move on to lubes?
Yes.
Yeah? All right. Oh my God. Uber lube. Let's talk about Uber Lube. It's a silicone lube. They have one kind of lube. It's one lube, and it's silicone, and it's lightweight. It's, if you're not familiar, lightweight, long-lasting, non-sticky, can also be used as a moisturizer to brighten tattoos in your hair. Today, I was taking a photo. I'm like, my hair's frizzy, and Sarah's like, the Uber Lube, because it actually does work for frizz, works for chafing and sport. But the thing about silicone is when I first got in this business, there was a lot of negative talk around silicone. It was more of like got a bad rap or that it was... I feel like it was people who only made water-based lubes weren't that into it, but silicone lube is perfectly, you know, if you try it on your body, it's safe, it lasts longer. I mean, like any product, you have to test it out, but I have found that I very much enjoy silicone lube.
Yeah,
I love Uber Lube. The bottles, we're going to, beautiful bottle, presentation, the whole thing.
Yeah, it's really nice. Like, I used it for the first time like a couple weeks ago, and I was super surprised by... just like after using it, your hands feel so soft. Like your area feels so soft. Yeah. It feels like it's really nice. And like you were saying, for your hair. Some people use it for like chafing for like their workouts and stuff in sports. So it's pretty good too.
Yeah. I mean, before I started here, I wasn't really a lube person. Even though I needed it, I just never like thought to go out and get it. But I had like always thought, I'm like, okay, silicone, that does just sounds like it would not be something I'd be into. Like it just sounds like it was like I was wary of it, but then like really like it's like it's the best kind of lube that I've ever used. Like
haven't even talked about this. Okay.
Well, yeah, like water because I was very much like I love the System Joe H2O watermelon one. I know that like some people have some things about flavored lubes, but I just think this one tastes good, and it's not because
it's good for oral.
Yeah, and it smells like it's not like a thing that I need for like oral or things like that. I just think it smells good, like. I don't know. I love watermelon, but the Uber Lube, it's like this. It's like, you don't have to worry about any stickiness afterwards. Like, it really does just like work into your skin. And like, I don't know. It's like, you don't have to reapply, which is the best part. Yes. It's like, it just lasts for so long.
Yeah. Which is often a problem with lubes. When you're like, gotta reapply. I wish lube bottles would vibrate sometimes. Cause you can't find, do you ever use them during sex? And like when they've been in the bed.
Now
I just
keep,
I love that it's just a pump by my nightstand, but you can't find it. Where'd the lube go? Where'd the lube go?
Where's the lube?
But it's so funny because I've like my nightstand, which I'm giving to Jamie.
Yes.
I'm getting a new nightstand. I think that's sort of like symbolic in a way that I'm handing over my nightstand to you. But it's literally just filled with bottles and bottles of lube now because I haven't had a chance to organize it. But I open it up. Ben's like, where's the lube? I'm like, no, we're using this particular lube. Am I going
to
what?
I said, are you going to take all the lube out before you give it
Maybe
to me?
Maybe not. Just a little housework.
I mean, if you, I wouldn't be mad if you left one or two.
Oh,
in.
Yeah, for sure. I will. Of course. Lube for all. But I love the little travel size too. They have a travel size that it's always in my travel bag because it's got the little pump. It's just elegant.
It is.
Classy on the side of your bed. You don't know what it is. It could actually be for your hair. It's the same stuff they use in hair.
You could like literally leave it on your nightstand and it would like blend in as this gorgeous like just accessory piece to your room.
True. Like a glass bottle, like a perfume bottle.
Even the sample bottles. They're cool little like test tubey looking things. They're really cool. I gave some to the guy I'm seeing, and he's like, these are cool.
Yeah.
I was like, cool. I was like, use the lube though.
The second I saw him, I was like, ah.
He was using olive oil.
Oh god.
And I was like, no. Like
Are you dating you?
Like when he used the toy that the hot octopus by himself first, he's like, well, I didn't have any lube, so I used olive oil, and I was just like, no, I'm giving you lube right now. Why would you do this?
How does a guy you've been dating for a year not have any lube?
I just never gave him any. I mean, we generally, we use it during sex, but not that often. I know.
Right. No, it's cool. I get it. I'm just saying because when I hear people, friends of mine say to me or anyone, they're like, I'm going to buy lube. Oh, my mom. I told her I'd send her Uber lube. Reminder.
Okay.
Said, mom, it's coming. Uber lube is coming. I'm always like, no, you have to have lube. Like, I get upset when people don't have lube. Personally, that's why. I got it. I'm like, you need to try lube. Like, what?
Yeah,
sex is better with lube. Everything's better with lube.
I think it was a one-time thing. Hopefully,
don't let that happen again, Jamie.
I think it was a one-time.
That's
the
biggest
like,
disappointment of your relationship that I've ever heard. In fact, I'm not sure. I don't know if this relationship's. I don't know. Okay, so all right. So that's the lube. You guys, again, check it out on the site. So Third Love bras. Okay, there has been a hype around them. I see them. I was in New York. They're advertising the buses and the subway. You know, I'd heard of it. People were talking. People loved them. And then, which I love, they came on board. They're like, we want to work with you in your show. And so what I like about Third Love is their whole thing is like a lot of companies now, they cut out the middleman. You can't get it in stores. You can only get it on their site. But what's so cool is you go there and you take a survey to find your size. And they ask you a lot of really good questions. And you find bras that are tailored to your needs. And you can donate used bras to women in need. You get expert fit stylist tags. There's no tags, right? No tags. It says tags come with tips that no one talks about.
Oh, it's
like the paper tags that you take off. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
like the price tag thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, but they don't have a tag on them.
But like, no tags.
Yeah,
oh, there's no tags. Right. First of all, this is one of the most brilliant things. Like, you know, they have free exchanges, returns, all that. We're going to get into all of our, we all did it here. I came in the first day. I got it before Jamie and Sarah and I was like, look at my bra. I don't have fashion, but it's like I got the cool t-shirt. And they were right. When I did the whole quiz, they're like, sounds like you need a t-shirt bra. I'm like, how did they know? So I got, because sometimes you wear shirts and they, you know, nipples stick out and it's all lumpy. And you're like, that's not the look I'm going for. So a t-shirt bra holds you up. It fits. It's soft. And there are no tags. Can we just talk about how annoying when you have tags? Because you can cut a bra tag off. And you lose the bra. The tag scratches you. So anyway, I just think it's smart and I love the bras.
I've been dying to try them. I've seen them everywhere, and I see them on Instagram. I'm like, God, that's a really smart idea.
It is smart.
That's really smart.
And they have all these sizes, too. That's the thing. They have half sizes. So I came in. I was like, you guys, look. And then they were like, that's really cool. This is like, I'm going to buy you guys some bras. So then Jamie and Sarah went and did their whole thing. If you want to talk about your... Sarah hasn't flashed me out with hers, but that's cool.
I'm sorry.
No, pressure.
No,
it's not a quid pro quo here.
Okay. Okay. Thank you again for the bra. It's very beautiful. I got like this olive green transformer back where like you can undo the clasps on the back and make it a race or like the X racer back. Right?
Love it.
Yeah. So I thought that was really cool. And then it comes with like this, it has like a little peekaboo design, a little cutout in the front. And it's also, I also got under the t-shirt bra, just like the basic one, you know?
Oh, good, yeah.
But it's like super tight and it holds me and it, yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I love how they give you like the little tips that it comes with, like you always want to start on the last clasp, only adjust your straps every other month, I think.
Did you know this?
I didn't know this.
No. Elle, I'm telling you, I read it and I was like, I didn't know to adjust my straps every month it was, right?
Yeah, like every other month or every month, once a month.
Which makes sense, why my bra's always falling off.
Oh, mine, I just had, Don't get me started.
Yeah, the straps, like, usually I'm like, why? And I never would think, like, you would think, the straps are falling off, you should adjust them. But it's, like, not something, you're just like, oh, my bra's getting older or whatever. Yeah. And you're just like.
You're like, oh, shoot, boop. Right. Right. There it goes.
Exactly. No, the one that I got. I got a strapless bra, so I didn't like wait for them to tell me what style would be best for me, but I was like, oh, I want to try out this strapless bra. But there was just something about it that didn't quite work for me. However, I went on to exchange it because they have free exchanges, and as soon as I went to the exchange page, a little chat popped up, and it was like a customer like the best customer service that I've ever gotten. They're like, what didn't work for you? How can we like help you with this? You know, and I just told them, I let them know what kind. They're like, okay, so let's search for some. They gave me options. Like, I didn't even have to search the website. They're like, how about these ones if this is the style you're looking for? And I found the bra that I wanted, and they sent me a shipping label, and they're sending me a new bra. And it was like literally like the best customer service. And I look for that a lot in like companies. Like, if something doesn't work, because I normally don't return things, because I'm like, it's going to be a hassle and it's going to be this whole thing. And they made it so easy for me, and I'm really excited to get the new one. Should be coming in the next day.
Cool. What do you do? Like, how do you guys wash your bras? I'm just curious.
Oh, I'm awful.
Me too.
You throw it in the wash? Just like that?
Throw it in the wash.
I get those little bags. That's I have an extra one. I have like so many of them.
Oh my God.
I'm obsessed with washing my bra. I just put them in the little zip bag.
I didn't know that.
And then
that
you throw them
thing.
In the washer?
Yeah. Because then it gets clasped and it gets caught in everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it preserves the life of your bra. So I have these little bra holder things.
You have the little plastic holders for the bra cups?
I got
it
at Ross for $2.
Oh my
God. I have a few of them because I lose them. Like people lose socks.
That's such a great idea.
Yeah, it is. Because then it helps them last longer, preserve them. Yeah.
Do you put them in the dryer?
No.
Shock to me. No.
I never put them in the dryer.
I hang them up.
Yeah, hang dry. That's the one thing I do. But I didn't know that there was a proper way.
There is. I mean, but not everyone's going to go out and buy this little thing, but it just helps preserve it. Because sometimes they get bally and they get the clasps break. And if they're nice bras. So I think to preserve them, put them in a little lingerie bag.
Yeah. No, you're right. You do it the right way.
So, and then just if you guys want to get these bras, you can check them out. sexthemily.com/toys. Look for the third love. The third love one. They're really good.
I'm glad they're good. Because when they came, I was like, oh, they look cool. And I'm glad that they actually... Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna order one.
I've been wearing it every day, so now I'm like, that's the other thing. Question.
Yeah.
How many bras do you really circulate in your life? Like, do you wear the same one every day for a month?
You know what? This is this source is of shame for me.
Yeah. Oh, same. Good.
Because I was never told like when to wash them or how often you wear. And so, you know, through my life, I've come across girlfriends who are like, oh, I only wear mine twice. And then I put them in the wash. And I'm like, but there are no mucous membranes. Right. Like, it's just body. Like, if you're sweating, I get it, but whatever. I don't wash them until they get like a little
crusty,
funky. Yeah. Just a little funky.
Too many deodorant stains.
If I got caught, like what my mother used to say, you know, God forbid you should go to the hospital with the ambulance and they take this off and you have a dirty bra. You know what I mean? Like stuff like that. So when it gets to that point where I can't be seen in a hospital with that bra, then I throw it in the wash.
Right. Okay. That's a good litmus test then.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. I just did a huge cleaning out. I cleaned out a lot. I don't feel like I need as many. And as I thought I needed, and I probably circulate them, I don't know, few every month, and then I wash them once a month. I'm just curious.
Yeah. I figure just sharing. Guess like one, like I wear one for like generally usually like a week and a half, and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do have friends that change their bra every day, and I'm like, but why?
Depends on what you're wearing though. Like today.
Yeah. I'm wearing this.
No. Oh, well, I mean, if it depends on like the shirt, there's a difference for changing for your outfit purposes or changing because. She just changes it every day because she's like, it's dirty after you wear it, like a shirt. I'm like, no, it's not.
Oh.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that information on the bras. Okay, guys, we're going to take a quick break from our sex toy review show to talk about some of our sponsors. So thanks for supporting them, and we'll be right back with your pleasure. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Okay, let's move on to Foria Awaken. Foria Awaken is a pre-lube. Essentially, you use it before sex, but you could also use it during intercourse. You use it like 30 minutes before and you rub it. It's a spray. It comes in a bottle and you spray it like on your clitoris, your vulva. You just spray it everywhere. Wait like 15, 20 minutes until you start to feel, you'll feel some tingling. You'll feel some different sensations. And really, essentially, it's to kind of, you know, it helps with relaxation. It helps with pain for a lot of women. It helps with dryness, just tension. We hold so much tension in our pelvic floor, in our vulva, like we just do. So that kind of just helps you, can help you like relax. Tense, relax. I sounded like my Kegel Kebab. And it can increase arousal and also help with natural lubrication. I love Foria. They were on the show if you guys want to hear more about it. But it's interesting, this whole CBD thing is huge. There was the Sunday New York Times, you see this there was a big article in it about, I know I'm smart. Whenever someone, I was at this comedy show the other night, Jason Alexander said something like, I was reading the paper, like, what do you say? Not to brag. Like people say, like, I was reading the New York Times, saying, not to brag. So not to brag, but so it was talking about just why is CBD everywhere, essentially. And it really is right now. It really is a magic, the plant, and it's very healing. And so, you know, you could buy it anywhere. And I think we're seeing some amazing things with it, including this pre-lube, or you could use it as lube as well.
They call it a pre-lube. You can use it, I think, as a lube. But it really just, like, you know how sometimes after you're masturbating or after you have sex, like, you feel a little, like, raw, I guess, in your genital area?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
When you don't use enough lube.
If you don't use enough lube. Well, this, like, but also even sometimes when you're using lube, like, I don't know, like, that's just how, I don't know. I just feel like afterwards when I use Foria, like, afterwards, after having whatever kind of thing that I was doing, I just feel still very nice down there, very relaxed, very soft.
Right. You just sort of relax. I see what you're saying. You relax into it.
Yeah.
And you just kind of feel there's a difference. No rawness. That makes rawness. Sense because it's good for pain. And raw.
I just started using it for masturbation.
Oh.
And I liked it. I need to do it a little bit more. So I have to masturbate more for science. But I kind of liked it. When I had a partner and we were monogamous, we used oil for sex and Foria for sex, and it was quite lovely. But you can't use a condom with it, just so you know,
right?
Because it breaks down the condoms, the oil. But yeah, I love it. I think it's really great. I believe in CBD, and their suppositories for period pain.
Yes.
Can I just tell you, oh my God, that saved my life, my best friend's life too. I mean, they are amazing. It just takes away your cramps. Yeah, it completely like takes away your cramps.
Yeah. Magical.
Yeah. Yeah.
It smells good. It smells like...
It does kind of make explain. Your... private parts smell like not for you, but the suppositories do smell a little weed like.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you want the, you know, you want
I don't
the earthy smell.
Yeah. I'm cool with that. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but all of LA, Los Angeles smells like.
Yeah. True.
Like, literally, you can't go. You're like Target parking lot. Like, who's smoking a bowl?
Yeah.
It's really everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. It's not so much about the smog carbons. Anymore, but there's, it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every building you walk into, like, who's, remember we used to go to the, record the show in that building, and every time we got in the elevator, we're like, it's the weed elevator. Mm-hmm. It's like a corporate building in Beverly Hills. We're like, who is smoking weed? So I think it feels great. It's kind of become part of my ritual now because I do use it for masturbation. So now I'll kind of, when I'm thinking about masturbating, mm-hmm. it's like my part of my routine, mm-hmm. and I'll spray it, and then I'll like rub it in, and then I'll do something else, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go back to my bed now. Because usually I'm like, I don't know. Like, sometimes I just don't go right to the masturbation. Like, how do you... I don't know. Like, I don't often do it before bed, which would make sense. Or in the morning. I usually do it at random times that it's not as natural. Like, usually mm-hmm. I'm getting up quickly or I'm going falling just tired. So I make more of a ritual out of it. So, like, make sure all my toys are charged. I just did this recently.
Yeah.
Where they're all charged now. And then, like, I did clean out the bottom drawers for you, Jamie, or I'll lube it. Now in the top two drawers, I have... just the things I'm using. So mm-hmm. that's kind of like my pre thing. Relax into it, breathe, you know, and then I'll go out and then I sit down and lay down. Sit down and pull out my toys and fire up the old laptop and get to business. So no. I didn't really do that. Unless I'm watching porn. But even that's, I got to get an iPad. We just got an iPad here.
For porn?
No, but maybe. I might take it. See, no one even knows that we have it here. I might take it home. Like it's some Lady Cheeky.
That's right. I forgot to mention Lady Cheeky.
Elle forgot to mention that she runs one of the, voted by Cosmo Magazine, the top.
You run it?
Yeah.
What? Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Do you want to get her autograph? Do you want to get an autograph with her after?
Yes, ladycheeky.com, sensual and erotic pictures. And it's a great website to get aroused with your partner by, or just masturbation material for yourself. But yeah, it was voted best porn for women by Cosmo and Huffington Post. And it's been in like every magazine.
Yeah,
so,
it has been.
And So it's just ladycheeky.com.
I have a question for you. So tell me about curating this site. I just want to know, like, how do you find images? Is it really just, what's your process for finding images? Because every day you're uploading new images. Like, it's so sexy. It's like, I'm like, this is hot. Which is great.
I am at the mercy of the people I follow on Tumblr because it uses the Tumblr platform, which is a social media platform. Mm-hmm. And so all the people you follow, you see their pictures. So I follow really hot sites that already post pictures and GIFs or GIFs or however you're supposed to say it. So I just reblog and I just pick the ones that turn me on and that hit an aesthetic that is not so quote unquote porny and more sort of sensual and desirous. Not to say that I don't post like hardcore porn sometimes because we all have moods, but yes, because I do.
I know what she was thinking today.
I know what she was thinking. And there's lots and lots of pussy eating because it's my blog and I am going to post whatever I like.
Right. My favorite thing.
Me too.
And I just love it. And you know, what's so interesting is that both males and females look at it about 50-50. That's the split.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I don't know.
That is really cool. That is really interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Anyway. Well, we all find it hot. Sarah, you like.
Yeah, I've heard about it on this show.
Right.
I didn't know.
Sarah was an intern before she came here. So I've been talking about it for a long time since I've known you. Five years. Yeah. So that's Lady Cheeky. So thanks for. I was wondering what the life behind the Lady Cheeky.
The dirty secrets.
So that she's not just like in a dark room going like, haha, what am I posting today?
That's right.
Really just, from her loins to yours.
That's right.
I love that.
Is there anything else for you to get on the website?
Yeah, the cool thing about CBD is that it is now legal in all the states, so you can get for you everywhere. And it's not going to get you high.
Right.
So that's just like, if you're scared, you're like, no, I can't get high. It won't get you high. That's not what CBD does.
It doesn't have psychoactive properties.
Yes.
The CBD.
Mm-hmm.
let's talk about Aneros.
Mm-hmm.
Aneros. Anyone want to get into talk about?
Yeah.
Introduce the Aneros, Sarah.
Yeah. So Aneros is all about hands-free pleasure. And it's made with high-quality, non-porous, medical-grade plastic. But they also have silicone toys, too. And they also have vibrating toys and some toys for females. So,
but mostly this
is mostly for men. Prostates.
For prostates. Yes. For people with prostates.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And my human that I am with has a prostate. So, and we like to play with it. So we've tried Aneros before. I gave him his own, courtesy of Emily. And I gave him the UFO. And that one is an easy beginner one to use, part of the Trident series. It's narrow, and the way that the arm handles are designed, they can hit your spots like your perineum and your K-spot. And it's all about flexing the anal muscles, your sphincter muscles, to create that motion. So you get to optimize whatever kind of sensation and pleasure you want to feel in there. So he mostly uses it for himself. I have the Helix Sync. The Helix Sync. It's like the black silicone one.
Right.
And I have yet to use that one with him, but I'm going to like just throw it in a bag and use it. Maybe tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, just be like, hey, it's time.
Yeah, it. Exactly.
I think it's the Helix Sin, S-Y-N.
Sin? Oh. Sin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sin. You've experienced poking a prostate?
I have. In fact, that's how I used to refer to it. I'd like to poke your prostate.
Don't poke anyone's prostate. Yeah.
I'd like to show you my drawings and poke your prostate. I've actually used it on myself before because it's basically a butt plug for me. I like that when I've used it with a partner, I like that it was modeled after like the inside of a man's rectum. So it has like it fits really nicely and it's curved. And then the base is kind of like these two little plastic twirls on the end. And when you're squeezing them, one of those little twirls sort of touches your perineum or touches his perineum. Right. And so that can be really stimulating. But I've had really great experiences with it with my partners who really like to wear it when they're masturbating, that have worn it during sex. They've said it's very comfortable. It's very easy to use with a lot of lube. Yeah, I love this Aneros. I love the company and I just love...
Yeah, they've been around a long time.
Yeah.
It was made also for medical purposes initially.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, wow. And this prostate thing feels, things feel really good when we touch the prostate, different kind of orgasm. Mm-hmm. So it's a twofer.
Yeah.
Yep. And there's some nice people at.
I know. We're going to have him on the show. Forrest, we're going to have Forrest on the show, I think. But it was just so interesting hearing his story about working there. And he's just so passionate about it. He's been there for a really long time and about how it sort of changed his whole life. I mean, essentially his sexual health and his life, getting familiar with Aneros and been working there now. He's not just a user. He's not the owner, but he's been there.
Yeah. He's an expert.
Whatever
probably,
this, he's an expert on.
Yeah.
I have a little sex hack.
Go.
For the sin.
Please.
Have your penis.
The Aneros sin?
The Aneros. Okay. I think it's the Helix sin.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The Aneros Helix sin is have him get on all fours. And start to, he's wearing the Helix Sin, so let's all get that clear. And he's on all fours, and you use your hand with some silicone lube to stroke him off, and then you use the Aneros, the base of the Aneros, and ever so slightly just go back and forth a little bit, like very micro movement.
When it's
like,
inside of
when
him.
When it's inside of him, and that sort of massages the outside of the prostate and feels really good. I mean, it feels really good for some people. I would imagine it's for a lot of people. And, you know, ask your partner if that's okay and see if that works. Because it's just a different kind of movement. Because when he squeezes, it's going back and forth. Mm. But when you're doing the other sort of horizontal back and forth, it's a different sort of feeling, so I hear.
Wow. I'm going to do that.
I used to wish I had a penis for a day. So if I had a penis for a day, I'd just stay. Now I wish I had a prostate. Like, it sounds so... I would take both for the day.
Yeah.
I want the whole package.
Yeah,
right?
If I could have the package
Don't.
For a day. Okay, let's move on to Fun Factory. So Fun Factory is a great company. They make beautiful toys. They've been around a long time. And we saw them at the show, and we, at the trade show we go to, and Jamie and Sarah were like, we're all over it. We want to try your Stronic and the Volta. So mm-hmm. I used the Stronic years ago, they sent to me, and I liked it. In fact, I think I just found it. I've been going through some cleaning, and I found it in my garage. But I don't have a remember the entire experience. So what did you guys think?
No, I used the Stronic, and it's like I'm not big on like internal toys. I'm just very much like, it's interesting because I do have internal orgasms like when I'm having sex, but when it's like when I masturbate, it's like mostly my clitoral orgasms. It's like I feel like they're for me. But anyways, so I was like really interested in it because it's like a this thrusting technology. So it literally like hands freely, you turn it on and it thrusts as if someone was attached to it or you were using your hand with it, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, you could Google it. You can see the Stronic going back.
Yeah, you have to see a video. Like, yeah. I can't do it justice by describing it. Like, you have to see it. It's really cool technology. So it was actually really interesting because I used it on the lower setting first, and I was like, okay. But I didn't trust the hands-free yet because I was like, you know what? I'm going to hold it still because it's just like a new thing to me. But then I put it on a higher level, so it went a little bit faster and a little bit harder, and then I used my womanizer to go. So I did let go. I used my Kegels to like hold on to it into place, and then I used my womanizer to go, and I literally had the most explosive orgasm. Like, I literally like was like almost out of breath. I was like, holy crap, that was such an explosive orgasm. Wow. It almost like shot out of me, because you know when you use your Kegels sometimes and like it kind of pushes out, like I was like, wow. So I definitely liked that combo.
That's a good much. Story.
Wow. That is a good story.
I feel like we should do pairings, like I've said this, like
sex toy
like
pairings.
Yeah, sex toy pairings. Oh.
Wine and sex toys.
Yeah,
that's your next show.
Yeah, do it seriously. We should drink more.
Can we do that?
Yeah, I do. We're doing it now. I love it. I've got some pairings actually. We should talk more about. Yeah. Well, I'm going to circle back to so at the end. We're going to get some bonus pairings. That's a good story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I tried it once. I tried it once for a review. And at first I was like, I don't really get it. But then I realized I had to get myself aroused before I put it in and use a lot of lube. This was a long time ago. So anyway, so it's supposed to be hands-free and it's thrusting. So I was lying down and I put it in between my legs and I put it in, and because it's supposed to be hands-free, I let it go and it flew across the room and it scared Hallerman.
Oh,
I know. Now, if I take it out and Hallerman sees it, he puts his tail under himself and he runs into the other room, which I think is kind of hilarious. I had a lot of lube. So I put a pillow in between my legs if I'm masturbating with it. And
that keeps it in,
and it that thrusting motion is divine.
Yeah,
really, there's nothing like it.
I've also tried the Volta from them. It's like this cute little, almost like flame looking, almost like flower bud. It has two tips at the very top of it, and that vibrate simultaneously, and it kind of simulates oral sex in a way, or some kind of licking motion. With also like super strong vibration. I feel like when I use it, I really enjoyed it and I was able to bring myself to orgasm with it. But I will say I always like, I crave some kind of clitoral or like rave like stimulation or motion.
Oh, like
while I'm using it.
The Wee Vibrate. So
yeah.
Because they're both internal.
Together too.
So you mean. So this one is a clitoral. So wait, the Volta is clitoral.
Yeah, it could be clitoral.
I didn't think it wasn't.
You could
use
it on your butt.
Got
your
it.
Nipples.
Sorry, I was trying to because you said you missed the rave. But did you pair it with the rave?
I did pair it
with
the rave.
Oh, okay, yeah. Got it. I thought you were saying it made you miss the rave. Well, I missed the whole.
I really enjoyed it. No, I enjoyed the Volta, and I was able again to come with it, and I will continue to. But I guess like it because I guess having all that tease of. I guess a simulation of oral sex, it made me, like, I guess, want to have some form of penetration.
Right. Okay. So you had your rave charged.
Yeah. And you could just use it with a whole bunch of lube. You can put it on your nipples. You can put it anywhere you so desire, you know?
Cool. Mm. I haven't tried that one. All right. Okay.
All right.
Yes. All right. They're fun. Fun Factory. Again, you guys, everything we're talking about, sexwithemily.com/toys. We talked about something a few weeks ago. We talked about the Kiven method, which has been around for a while. It's a method of oral sex. It gives 60% of women a faster and more intense orgasm because of the way it stimulates the clitoris. So essentially, she lies at her back. Your partner would position themselves between my legs. partner would sweep their tongue back and forth, feeling for two tiny bumps on either side of the hood. Now, this is very specific. We didn't use the same explanation the other day. But that's essentially what it is. You're going back and forth and not up and down. You increase your speed using a finger from your free hand to press into her perineum. As you feel her nearing orgasm, transfer your tongue from side to side of the head. So it's like a side to side and then a pressure.
Yeah.
So we talked about it on the show, and so I texted it to Ben. And sure enough, he never said anything, mm-hmm. but we were having our fun times a few weeks ago, and he was like going down on me, and I was like, what? You read that? I didn't think you read it. Okay.
God bless him.
I'm like, I know.
God bless him, man.
Right.
He's the hardest working man in show business.
He really is. I'm like, try the octopus. Try it. Yeah, he is.
He's all there for you. He really is.
Like, that's almost more than like remembering my birthday. Yeah. Like, that would be, yeah. But he remembered to read the oral sex tips. And I was like, did you do that? He's like, yeah, I was trying it a little. So I don't know if he did the two hands, but he was like doing something different, and he was like paying attention in the back and forth, and it felt amazing. So I would say pass it along to your lovers. I'm all for women exploring, you know, masturbating, understanding your bodies. And so I just feel like anytime we can give you like another way, like there's a lot of different ways you can form oral sex. And I just think it's so specific. And I think like, why not try something a little bit different? Get into that those 8,000 nerve endings. Like it's specific because the clitoris is not just that little bud. There are so many nerve endings, even in the bud, there's mm-hmm. nerve endings. Within that, you can, mm-hmm. you know, you can separate it. There's tiny bump. I mean, you could do as much of this as you want, but just explore, you guys, just because you haven't maybe felt that thing that feels amazing to you yet. You should just keep exploring on your own and with a partner.
Yeah, and you can change it around too. Like if your partner doesn't like their perineum touched, you can stick your fingers in their vagina. You know? You can feel when they're getting excited that way too. And I think it's a great little technique to see if it works, because everybody's different.
Exactly.
Might not work for everybody, but
exactly. Yeah. It might not work, but why not try it?
Why not?
Why not for trying? Why keep doing it the same way? But that's true. You can tell in the perineum if she's getting more aroused and turn on. You'll be able to tell if she's going to orgasm, and then mm-hmm. you increase pressure.
Yeah.
So that was my updates. Anything else with you guys? Exciting happened sexually? Or any tips? Anything? Inspirations?
You know, I have to say, I am not having sex right now, and I'm actually feeling okay about it. I mean, I'm having sex with myself, but I'm not having partnered sex, and I'm feeling okay about it.
Good.
And what it's made me do is get more into my own arousal and arousing myself and seeing how I've changed with my arousal, you know, what I like, if things are becoming, you know, more sensitive, less sensitive, and, you know, using different kinds of lubes, just rediscovering what turns me on. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of grateful for this period because I found that I really need a lot of like certain kinds of arousal, like really soft, sort of gradual arousal, and that's really important to me. Instead, I was just sort of like, yeah, I need that, but I can do it this way.
So give me an example.
So like, I've discovered sort of that I like a little teasing on those areas. So like my clit or my vulva, I have both kinds of orgasms. I have, you know, vaginal and I have clitoral orgasms. So knowing how to masturbate where I come from a clitoral stimulation and how to stimulate my vagina at the same time so that I am having a clitoral orgasm and a vaginal orgasm at the same time, that I can actually control it myself with some practice. Mm-hmm. You know, rubbing my G-spot, which I was never, ever that interested in. And now I'm like, oh, well, maybe if I do this, it'll work better. Like tapping it instead of rubbing it, like a come hither motion, going back and forth as opposed to that come hither
exactly.
motion that we all talk about,
right?
Because you have to experiment with what works for you, right? So I'm a sex educator and I should know all this stuff, but I've just sort of been not in the mood for partnered sex, so I am just doing it all myself, and I'm really appreciating that I have this time to sort of reacquaint myself with my sexual side, and I'll be much better able to communicate this to a new partner. You know?
I love that story. Yeah. I think this time is so important when mm-hmm. we just really take time to understand our bodies, and maybe it is different than it was before. Maybe I feel like sex is kind of like, it's kind of like saying health. Like, you're never done learning what food you like, or if you're a chef, or how to cook. Like, you're never really done with creating sexual recipes that feel good for your own body.
It's so true.
And we often don't take the time. Like, there have been the times in my life where I was like, okay, where's the magic wand? Like, and you're out, or the womanizer. But to really kind of take more of that, like, root time to explore this is what, and you just explained it beautifully.
It's what we all need. I used to say that sex is food and sensuality is the flavor, right? So getting back into that sensuality really just sort of makes the food better. Mm-hmm. The food tastes better.
I like that.
Mm. Anyway.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Like that. Mine's not super exciting. But
like that.
But it's new to me.
We're not giving out prizes.
Okay. I had mirror sex for the first time.
Mirror sex?
Yeah.
That's huge.
Shower sex for the first time.
Are you kidding?
So nice.
Those are good. Talk to me. Tell us.
It's so... I didn't realize how intimate and beautiful it is to be able to see you and your partner together in the mirror together while you're in the act of doing really pleasurable things.
It's really hot. It's like watching your own porn. I think that is really beautiful to see yourself, and you forget. Like, I was just thinking, I actually need a mirror in my room because I missed that too. It's
you get to appreciate your body, your partner's body, the energy and affection being transferred between the two of you, you know.
I think that can be like really good too for people that are like get in their heads about like, oh my god, like does my body look a certain way right now, like does it look hot, because then you can look and you're like, oh damn, I do look good.
Yeah, give yourself a little self-love as you're loving.
And how about the shower sex?
The shower sex?
How'd that go down?
That was cool. It was a lot of me standing on my tiptoes. I have not tried the sex in the shower stuff, although like once sex in the shower becomes more readily available, I guess, you know, that'll be something.
Oh, no, you could take it.
But
take a leap.
I can't. But I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got it. She's right. Her home situation isn't the best.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Mom, I'm just using it to shave my face. They make these handles that you go, a handle that for the shower. And Jamie and I tried it the first time I had it was shower sex with Jamie. Look for that on our Instagram.
Right? Fully clothed.
Fully clothed. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, it does. When you do get more access to shower sex, it really is like, it's just peace of mind that you're not going to slip and fall, because that would be a very interesting trip to the emergency room.
Right, because people do. Shower sex is one of those things that always seem kind of overrated, because it was always typical. You know, you need more lube than you think, and it's uncomfortable, and you could slip. So,
yeah.
Their stuff helps with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I recently had a kind of... I've always been into, like, you know, spanking and stuff, but, like, I actually had, like, an actual kind of, like, spanking session, in a sense, and it just kind of turned out that way. Like, I thought we were going to have sex, but we, like... really didn't, and I was kind of like bent over, like my partner was sitting on the couch, and then I was bent over him, like perpendicular, you know, in my and he just like kept spanking me a lot while he was like fingering me, and it was like a really, really crazy experience for me. I felt like it was like really hot, and it was like so much so, like I got like I had like, you know, like my ass was like bruised. But I, like, loved it. I thought that was, like, super hot. Okay. So that was, like, my first kind of, like, light, you know, kind of experience of that. I guess that's kind of, like, dominant submission.
Yeah, that's hot. That's good, Jay.
I was very, like, very turned on afterwards. I was like, oh, my.
He just knew.
Yeah.
Ooh. Spanking's hot. I like some spanking. See, I'm always learning, forgetting. I'm like, yeah, he's got to spank me. Yeah, tell him. I've been a bad girl.
I know, exactly. I actually thought of something that I can't believe I didn't bring up.
No time like the present.
I own a Sibian.
Yes.
I own a Sibian. If you don't know what a Sibian is, it's like almost like a sort of a saddle that you sit on, you plug in, and you have different attachments to it that go internally or externally, and it rumbles, and it's a sex machine, basically.
It is a sex machine.
And I live in a duplex, so when I put it on in my neighbor's home, it sounds like a frickin' truck is running through the place. But she went out of town. And I thought, if there's ever a time to be able to bring out the Sibian, it's now. And I got to tell you, it was just fantastic because I don't get to do it that often.
Right. It's amazing. All those attachments.
All those attachments. I mean, they even have like a finger attachment, which just is like crazy. But yeah, I just used one of, they have silicone attachments. I used one of the silicone attachments that were external. And it was such a unique feeling because it's so powerful. It's like sitting on a car engine.
I know. So I have one here that I got a few years ago. Yeah. Didn't fit in my house. I mean, not that it's that big, but I lived in a really small place. And yeah. Since I've moved and I might turn my garage into a sex den. Can't decide. Yeah. I was going to call Liberator and see if I can get their bed and then put the Sibian there. We'll see what happens. But I was like, I got to bring the Sibian home. Yeah. It's time to reacquaint myself.
Yep.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sibian.
Yeah. I do like that it comes with like the little, they're like a little seat so that if you have a partner, they can kind of like be really close to you and like while it's happening. Yeah. It comes with a little seat thing. At least Emily's did.
Yeah.
Oh, mine didn't have that.
I used it. I use it when we're filming videos and I'm like, and I don't want to stand up.
What is that chair? Is it still here?
I use it as my footrest. So I guess you can take it with you.
You're using my partner Sibian knee stool, leather stool for your... for your feet.
I mean, I'm wearing shoes,
and she uses a dildo for a cell phone holder in the office.
Oh, I do.
That's smart.
What if I wanted to use that dildo? No, you've seen the penises. Have you? Yeah. Well, you were talking to me though, El, recently about some dildos that you like, because we don't often talk about dildos here.
Yeah, we don't.
Dildos don't vibrate.
No. These are new, beautiful, soft, really nice dildos from Blush Novelties. And they come in all different kind of colors and stripes. They even have one that's like pride colored. They have some that are colors for all different types of sexualities, transgender colors, bisexual, all those kinds of things. But they just have really fun toys that are also really good. And these I like because they're not shaped like a representational penis, but they have like a, at least mine does, has a bump sort of in the middle of the shaft, and it just feels good when it's going in and out. And the material, the silicone is so smooth. I just really, really enjoyed my dildo sesh with my Blush Novelties. And then they have these finger vibes that I like a lot.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Really powerful, like bullet vibes that have like, you know, a silicone exterior that you can take off and put on, and they're chargeable and they're affordable.
Yeah, they are, right.
They're really affordable, and they're a great company, so I don't mind supporting them. Ducky Doolittle, the sex educator, she helps them out and helps design them. And
oh, really? Okay.
And she does their sex ed. So, yeah. So they're really good. I really like them. They're out in display in my living room.
They are. All right. Yes. Okay. Good. That's great. I wanted to also talk about Deodoc just for a second because we've all tried the body wash, but they sent me the, I don't know if you guys got to try their shaving cream and their pre-shave oil.
No,
so I did the whole
so
thing because I wanted to, I know, they'll probably send it to us. They're the sisters. They love you. So it's this pre-shave oil that feels really good on your skin. And then, you guys, I tried the shave foam. And it is the most perfect, although I love their bottles. They're so beautiful, the Deodoc. And just the way, like I was in my shower and I was like, I did this, and it was like the perfect poof of cream. Like, you know, sometimes it goes all over the place or the consistency. It was like a poof, like, whoo, that's exactly how much I wanted. And it's thick. I use it to shave my vulva. I don't often do that because I mostly got a lot of it lasered off. But anyway, clean up time. And it was like, I just loved it. And then I used their post lotion and then their spray after, so they have a whole little routine. Which what I love about their product is that it's an intention. So you're intentionally paying attention to your vulva, giving yourself some love. And when I have these steps that I'm adding to my routine, and I'm like, I like it. I feel good and clean, and I enjoyed the shave cream and the oils.
I'm looking for a good shave cream because I can't wax.
Yeah.
I just can't do it just because on other parts of my body I break out, and I don't want to break out in that area. It just would not be good for anyone.
No, so. Nobody would like that. We would not be happy. Right.
So no, that's really, I'm very interested in their shaving stuff. And I think it's cool because it is like made with care for that area.
We'll have the sister send you some.
I did have a quick question for you, Emily.
Mm-hmm.
So because I've done it, and it's fine, but it's also still a little awkward. Like, what's the best way to really incorporate a vibrator during sex? Like, do you have it by the bed? Like, do you have, like, I don't know.
Right, like for the first time partner.
Yeah, you know, especially for someone that's like not cool with it. Like my partner was like, yeah, for sure, bring it. And then, but some people might be a little like, I don't know about that. Like,
yeah. I mean, I think that that's a good question. We talk about all these toys and I'm sure people are like online buying them now and excited. I think the most important thing is if you're, is to talk about it beforehand and just be like, hey, so I've got some toys that I've been wanting to use and let your partner know, like you don't want to pull out any surprises. Some people, I think you got to warm them up to it. That maybe they won't be into toys at all. Mm-hmm. I think it's the people who haven't tried them personally. But I think you have to be mindful because it's essentially bringing in another item. It's actually essentially bringing a third into a relationship. It really is, into the bedroom. So just to say, you know, I have these toys and I'm excited to show them to you and they really turn me. How do you feel about using toys? Ask your partner, have you ever used toys? How do you feel about it? What would you say? I'm glad you're here with me.
Oh, I think that's really, really good advice. And if you sense that your partner is maybe just a little bit like, aren't I doing it right? And can't you not use a toy because you have me? I think you're right. I think you should just say that it is something that will enhance both of your pleasure during sexy times. Yeah. And it's not a replacement. It's just a different sensation.
Exactly. It's not a replacement. It's that variety that so many couples crave mm-hmm. as well. And it's, so it's variety. It's a little something different. It's literally, it's not that it's superior to anything. It's just, it's different. So mm-hmm. there's certain things a penis can do, a vulva can do on its own. And this is just another, this like sprinkles the night you decide to get sprinkles on your ice cream cone. It's a little, sometimes yeah. you get them, sometimes you don't. I think it's great to show your partner how you use it. You don't just hand it over. Mm-hmm. Like, here's the keys to the car. Like, I can't drive a stick. Like, you need to be like, how do you show them? Like, yeah. mutual masturbation to me has always been a great way to kind of show them, like, it's not scary, not going to replace you. It feels great. And especially, like, I love using it with my partner and making out and making it part of our thing. And then just showing them what I like. It depends on the toys. So if I'm using, like, you know, a clitoral vibe during, yeah, usually I'll just introduce it. And then we just kind of play with it. Because once you see it, it's like, I'm always trying to come up with good analogies here for what it is. But it's like a new, it truly is like a new toy. So once you see the power of it, like, I use it on my part. Like, any toy that I'm using on myself, I will also use on Ben. Like, I'll try it at a lower mm-hmm. setting. I'll use it on his shaft, on his balls. I'll use it, like, if I'm giving him a massage with a massage candle. Like, it becomes part of it. Like, how I'm next to the bed, I'll have the Foria, the lube, the toys. And so now it just becomes part of the thing. It's not like a, so I think that once you use it the first, just get creative with it. You know, we're going to come up with different hacks. I'm trying to think of what else I was going to share about hacks that I've used. I love using the Touch or the Tango, which are clitoral vibes when I'm using anything insertion, like if I'm using the Rave or the Nova or if you're using the Stronic. Mm-hmm. But I think also during intercourse, one of my favorite ones is the Touch and just to play around and combine different toys together.
I think the magic wand too is great.
Yes,
the magic wand you can put, it has such a long handle. You could put it between you for the clit. But also, I've used it on guys' balls before.
Yeah, the and balls.
Because it's such a strong vibe, I will put my hand on top of the head of the vibrator and then have the balls against the back of my hand so that it's dulling.
Say that again.
So I put my hand on top of the head of the vibrator so that my hand is a buffer between the vibrator and the ball. So it's not just like a jackhammer on it, but it is buffed through my
buffed
through my hand. If my partner likes vibration down there, usually it's you know, a big yes. I'll also put it on my cheek while I'm giving a blowjob sometimes. Mm-hmm. So that something that might look like just a, you know, a chick's toy can actually be used for all different kinds of things.
Multi-purpose pleasure.
And I just discovered too, you can use it for sore muscles.
So. Oh, the magic wand, you mean yeah. his initial intention?
Yeah.
I just brought it back because, again, going through all the memories in the garage of my sex toys, I saw it and I was like, oh, God, I never brought that one into the house. So I had to charge it again because I have 5,000 chargers, like a huge ball. Like, it's kind of like those, the rubber band balls, you know, mine are, I have so many chargers. So anyway, I'm going to take a picture of it because it actually kind of looks like art. There's probably 300 of them tangled together. But I'm like, which one's the magic one? I got really OCD on it one night because it's a different charger. And then I charge up and I was like, oh, hello, old friend. Like I used the other day. And I was just so, I remember you. Yes, it's just different. You know, what's interesting about all these products we talk about is that they're all like they're vibrators or oscillators but they all definitely, the companies all do have a different vibration. It feels different even though it's a vibration. So it's interesting to think of, like, is it a deep rumbly? Is it a hummy? Is it a thunderous vibration? So I think it's fun to find whatever works for you. Yeah. What feels good. We're all different.
Yeah, that's very true. And you don't hear that often. Most people are like, oh, it's all the same. They're it's not. Like, it's not. It's really not.
No. Right. Well, thank you all for your help here. This was a very fun show.
Very fun. Very fun.
And L Chase, you can find, where are all the best places to find you these days?
Twitter, Instagram, The L Chase.
The L Chase. So thank you, L. Thank you to Jamie and Sarah for all your help. You guys, check me out on SiriusXM. I'm so excited. This is going to be quite a year. So 5 days a week, Stars 109. I'm excited to talk to all of you. You can get SiriusXM for like a month. Give away free trials, and it's a dream come true. But I love talking to you guys on the show as well. So if you ever want to send in emails, you know we do call shows here. Thank you everyone for listening. Thanks to my amazing team, Ken, Sarah, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.